to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you'll see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you. Lately, you just made me work too hard for you. Got me on flights overseas, and I still can't get across to you. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectation. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you could take it. I hope you could take it all.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bomba, sit down, bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with me. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things, and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from this friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Right. Hey guys.
Hey.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Emotional Motion Sickness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tulsa Freeform Radio.
Welcome back.
Happy last M's Day.
Guys, we're emo today.
We're emo,
but we're going to try and keep it happy.
Exactly.
Lighthearted, you know? We'll be back. It's not over yet, guys.
This isn't goodbye. It's see you later.
It really is. We're also acting like, you know, you might hear us again later this week.
Maybe,
who knows?
Yeah.
But this is our last scheduled
show.
I know. It flew by. I know everyone says this. Everyone said going into college, you know, like, it really flies by. The years are so short.
We were talking about this last night, too.
It's crazy.
Like, sitting in your half-empty room.
True. My roommate's gone.
So sad.
I'm very sad. It's really, like, it's all hitting now.
Yeah.
My classes are over. But anyways, trying to keep it lighthearted today. Yeah. Would you like to... Well, I don't really know if there's a theme for this set,
As we were, like, dumping, it was just sort of, like, what is EMS? Emotional motion sickness. Mm-hmm. And we... I think throughout our semester here, we just sort of, like, bounced through a lot of different genres, per se. Like, there's some days where we were just really going hard at it with killing them with the rap. Mm-hmm. And then there were other days where we, like, chilled out. Yep. And there were other days where we bumped EDM.
We did a little of everything,
I would say. A lot on this
We definitely branched semester. Out. So, I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be giving you a taste of basically it all today.
Everything.
So, starting with, you know, a little bit of rap there. Although, there was, less of a rap Drake song, more of an R&B.
Yeah.
Moan.
And that's what we're kind of in right now, our little R&B moment.
Which I have personally been loving lately, so yeah. I'm really appreciative of this.
Especially the next song, I think, is a really good recent release, too.
Oh, yeah? What do we have up next?
Forever by
It's K-Tramine. Yeah. It's like K-Tronda and Amine.
Yeah.
But, like, instead of just being, like, featuring one, they did, like, a duo act.
It's like Kids See Ghost, but not problematic version.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's like Silk Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Silk Sonic. Super excited when this came out. I really do love this song. I listened to both artists individually. So, really hyped. And it's a good song. So,
All right.
Hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Just can't say no to you.
That was You're the One.
Love it.
Katrinata and featuring Sid, which was Layla's selection.
Thank you, everyone.
to close out the rap R&B type phase of motion sickness.
Oh my god, that's crazy. No more R&B, guys. We're acting like we're like we're literally freshmen. Like we're not going anywhere.
We're just taking a 3-month hiatus.
Yeah, but we'll be back, guys. Don't worry. I know you guys are really stressed.
I know.
I know you never fret.
You await like
our return.
Tuesdays at midnight.
It's okay, guys. It's listen to the archive. You can listen back to our tracks. Our loyal listeners.
My mom.
Yes. Quite true.
Our loyal listener.
Quite true.
Now it's like we're now in the phase of like what we play in broad daylight or I don't know.
Bag times.
Indie bag.
Indie bag music.
Which I feel like is like a typical WMFO set, honestly. Like no offense to the people here.
No, I love it.
But like that's what you're gonna get when you put on WMFO.
It's true. And you know what? And that's the vibe oftentimes.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a very college vibe too.
I agree, especially like a liberal arts school.
I was thinking about this. I was actually thinking about this in the shower today because it came on my little tunes, right? And I think the song that like is ingrained in my mind that I associate with Tufts University is White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, that's like a little creepy one, kind of, if you listen
the
close.
The lyrics are a little... I remember reading the Genius lyrics, and I was like, oh.
And you're like, oh, and it's that very, what they were saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the melody.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, the melody, I feel like it's winter, but also it's like you could play it in broad daylight.
Agreed.
Like, when it's nice and sunny, and it's the same sort of, like...
It's transcendent, one might say.
Yes.
And we will say it.
But that's... I feel like that's a song that, like, I associate with Tufts University, and that's... what I think of this place. When mm-hmm. I think of this place, I think White Winter Hymnal. When mm-hmm. I think of White Winter Hymnal, I think of Tufts University.
Love.
Not Florida, unfortunately. Mm-mm. But
we can't even get into it. We'll be talking for way too long.
Well, no, we really
I'm sure someone has gotten into it already on WMFO.
I think I was listening to a set like on Sunday and they got into it.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm going to trust that our listeners
understand
the
magnitude of Flo Rida's appearance at Tufts University mm-hmm. Saturday, April 29th.
Yep.
Where were we on April 29th? Do you guys know, really want to know where we were on April 29th? I don't know if our 13 listeners want to know.
I don't know if they want to know. I actually don't know what you're about to say.
I was going to say I was balling the Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah.
And the stall DJ that was there mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. he showed up. And the whole time I thought it was Cheat Codes.
Oh.
I thought he was Cheat Codes the whole time.
No. I've never heard Cheat Codes in my life, would not be able to identify them if I heard them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on me.
It's okay. I know them more for the remixes with other people than their actual, like, music.
Yeah.
Like, I know the song, I could swear, I could joke,
oh,
I see what's on my mind.
I know that.
Yeah, that's their remix
of the song.
And then, like, some song that Demi Lovato, they did with Demi Lovato.
Okay, maybe I do know them then. I retract my statement, everyone. I know Cheat Codes.
That's it. That's
all you need to know. All right.
Anyways, we're back in the indie bag era.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not even era. It's a moment. We've made this differentiation on Motion Sickness before. An era has to be a prolonged period of time.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the moment.
This is simply a moment in time.
But it is Without a Light by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Also your choice.
Yep, this one's me. I don't have a lot to say. It's a good song. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Find the words to say this time. I'm an honest man, we'll try and speak my mind. It's hard to find your way without a light. When we drink wine, you have a way to slow the motion in my mind. All the while can turn me back to you in mid-flight. It's hard to find your way without a light. Ooh. Ooh, what's the point in living out my days without you? Towards the sky, look to find a sign to tell me where to fly. The birds that soar above don't need a why. It's hard to find your way without a light. Ooh. Ooh, what's the point in living out my days without you? Without you.
trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
In my own way, I'm away. Behind this gaze, I'm quite afraid. Life's nothing, can't wrap my head around it. I find this weight pressed under a dark lamp shade, and all I want is a break. Can't wrap my
All right, you just listened to Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive, Layla's lovely selection.
It's a bob. It's a little tune. I thought the people would like it, you know?
That and Shelby was also a silly little tune.
I really like that one. Yeah, I was trying to keep it light, trying to keep it happy for this set. I feel like it's easy for us to get trapped in
sadness
and nostalgia.
Yeah, which, like, I feel like that was with my selection. I kind of...
No, but, like, it's...
What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Yeah, but that has some, like... That has happy. A drive to it. It has happy undertones, but... You know, we could have gone the emo route, and then... and then y'all would have all been falling asleep at this hour, so...
It's okay.
Anyway, speaking of the hour, we are actually past the halfway mark.
Public service announcement.
It's time, folks. I got two for y'all today. Yeah, all right. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd, rain date Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 21st. For registration and more info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you all. I got another quick one for you guys, which is, if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Thanks, folks. That's what I got for you.
I've donated to WMFO.
As you should.
My parents have donated.
Everyone, you know, if you have a buck to spare,
donate.
Consider donating. if you enjoy our tunes. If you don't, then I understand.
That's okay.
That's okay. But I'm sure there's another show for you on WMFO. So don't count them all out just because you don't like our music taste.
or talking. Maybe you're annoyed at us.
That's, yeah. And you know what? It's fair. I get it. Luckily, we're not on one of the more mainstream hours, in which case the people might have something to say. They might click it off. But we got our faithfuls out there. I don't know why I'm hating on us. I think we're very entertaining.
I think we are, too. I just think, like... You know, other
maybe not
people,
everyone's cup of tea,
but we're each other's cup of tea.
Yeah, and that's all we need to be at. You know, nearing 1 a.m. Yeah, that's okay. All right.
Yeah. Now it's in our EDM moment.
Okay. Safe. Transitioning out of the fun indie. Little pop indie tune.
It's Safe and Sound by Capital Cities.
Love
literally
it.
My favorite, one of my favorites ever.
A classic.
Like, I think it's been in my, like, top songs every single year. Like, such, I love it.
It's just good vibes.
Yeah, that, but also I feel like there's, like, a nostalgia factor to this song.
Oh, 100%.
That is just, like...
For us, at least. Sorry if you're, like, out there yelling, you know, it's like, oh my god, they're so young. Nostalgia. It was 2013.
I think it's was released in 2013.
I do. I know. I think I'm right about that. sorry.
It was.
We were nine.
It was.
So we're doing our best here.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they gotta listen to it now.
Enjoy.
Take you where you wanna be. You could be my luck. there was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her outside. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
Don't you worry, child. She has got a plan for you.
Rihanna's had a year.
True.
It's only been May. She's already had a year.
Just looking at her at the Met Gala.
That's what we've been doing for the duration of this
of the breaks. We've been looking at the Met Gala outfits. I'm not going to lie. I kind of liked Rihanna's. But I was like, she and Bad Bunny went for the same exact thing.
Yes.
Which must be a motif of the dude, Carl. But embarrassing for them. Also how Doja Cat and Jared Leto were both the cat.
The cat.
Which, like, please. I don't know how both of their minds were like, I'm going to be the cat. Doja Cat, I'm like, okay, that makes sense for you. And I guess Jared Leto always does something, like, freaky weird.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I get that. But kind of embarrassing when you show up as the same cat.
Yeah. We were just sort of looking at outfits and judging them as if I'm not wearing Tufts pajamas.
No, but like I said, we're not the ones going to the Met Gala. True. Would we show up to the Met Gala like we're dressed right now? No.
Yes.
So that can't be judged. Like, I can give my opinion. These pictures are posted to the internet. I'm going to give my opinion on them.
Yes.
Sorry.
I think my least favorite as of right now is Lil Nas X.
I really didn't like it. I really didn't
My mom literally sent me a thing like earlier, and I was like, don't tell me that's a Lil Nas X. She's like, did you not read the caption? And I'm like,
I just don't. I don't think that this is what Carl
wanted.
Intended for fashion, because I don't really think that, if you guys haven't seen it, he's kind of has like this like diamondy encrusted like body makeup on, and yeah, like, you know, like a like little
silver.
I don't even know.
It's very silver.
Like very silver. I just don't think it's much of an outfit. I think it's mainly like body makeup. So I don't feel like that's really the point. Like maybe I'm missing the mark, but I just don't feel like it's completely the point of the Met Gala to be like, you know,
a statement.
Like adorned with like jewels. I think it's more about what the outfit, what the like what you're wearing rather than your makeup. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing the mark, guys.
Maybe I'll give him the benefit of the doubt where it was like he was trying to be the outfit. Like there was no outfit put on him. He was the outfit.
I guess, but like I need him to explain it.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's some red carpet interview that I can watch, because I just need some explanation there.
Yeah.
I just was not a fan. I feel like it's such an opportunity to get like an amazing like fit crafted for you by like literally the top designers. And that just was not it for me.
And I think another one that was down there was Pete Davidson. In the words of Layla, he looked like the Babadook.
He looked like the Babadook, guys. I literally look at it and I was like, that's not Pete Davidson. That's the Babadook. That's the Babadook. So if you guys haven't seen that movie, go watch it. The guy, top hat, trench coat. Not that Pete Davidson had a top hat on.
He
but
didn't
like
even
kind
have
of
a top
like
hat.
Kind of like chin length hair. Just look up the Babadook right now, guys, and then look up Pete Davidson Met Gala 2023.
Spot the difference.
Just let me know. That's all I have to say. Anyways, wow, last 5 minutes of our EMS 2022 through 2023 school year. This is crazy.
So I feel emo, because I feel like this, we talked about this last week like off air, but like this place is a time capsule where it's like, as we are, you know, like the more stuff we do, like I feel like this place never sort of changes or like leaves.
I agree. And these chairs have been here since 1980. Just kidding, guys. But like, donate. No. But you're right. I agree. Like the, yeah. I mean, obviously you guys can't see the studio, but it's a very
time capsule-y.
Yeah. I love it. You can leave your little mark here.
We have.
And we have.
We did last fall.
We'll have to put another one next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, thank you guys so much for listening. If this is your first time or if you are a recurrent listener, we thank you very much.
I know. Shout out to our fans.
Keep listening to WMFO. There's going to be summer shows.
I know.
So,
I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do without, like, the radio for 3 months.
I know.
I'm going to, like, enter, like, withdrawal.
I'm just going to, like, record podcasts of myself and listen back to them.
No, honestly, literally me like just walking down the street recording myself just, like,
talking to myself. Who's gonna listen to me now, guys?
No, literally. But honestly,
my dad.
I do that a lot. Like I'll just like walk and like talk to myself, and then like
I just need someone to listen.
It just feels like a void. Like it just feels like
just talking into the void.
Exactly.
Well, Void plus music equals our show. So
true.
Anyways,
The last song we have, I feel like this is a cute way to end it. It's 15 by Taylor Swift. Mm.
Honestly, don't know it, but
you don't.
I'm not a Taylor hater at all. Yeah, I know. Don't crucify, but you know, I appreciate like a good Taylor song. I appreciate it. I just don't ever pick for myself. I'll just listen when it's on though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy to be closing out with this.
Because you don't listen to a lot of Taylor, but it's like
no, I don't.
I do because it's like, first off, I'm going to Taylor Swift. Second, mm-hmm. It's like I feel like that's more of like my sort of speed, I guess. And I feel like this, just listen to the lyrics. But it's a cute way to end it. I'll hit it with officially.
Oh, because when you're 15.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I've probably seen this somewhere. No, I definitely have because I just literally sang it. Anyways, thanks, folks.
It's been real. I'm gonna miss this, but you know, it's
we'll
okay.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Never fret.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
For the last time, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next